James just got suspended again for the third time this year, and when he kept calling his mother or father, they didn't pick up. So his last choice was to call his grandma, Mary. Thankfully, she picked up, and she said she will pick him up.
James, I'm really not. Yeah, I told you not to.
After all the yelling his mom gave him, all he said was, whatever. Just like every 16-year-old would. To make him feel better, Grandma Mary told James she would tell him stories about her past life. The ones she hates talking about. But James loved to hear when she was a kid. Therefore, James agreed and asked what story she would tell him, and well, Mary said about the time when she was 18 to 31. Therefore, she began with saying, "10, 9, 8 seconds left, 7, 6, until she gets to live freely in Pulaski, Tennessee. 5, 4, instead of being trapped. 3, 2, as a slave. 1. All Mary hears are people crying, laughing, and yelling. The wind finally sounding louder than it has ever been before. She runs out and saw everyone else run out. Mary remembers having her father and her older brother talk about how his day will come, and they will all be free. Meaning, people like us. People of color. Mary's family was even stopped by a crop owner to ask him if they wanted to stay so they can work on the farms, still, and get money out of it. But Mary's dad cleverly says no.
No.
It is pitch black in the middle of the night, and all she hears are footsteps. It's the year 1964. It is a warm April night, but it is just perfect temperature instead of having the hot day. Every slave, well, former slave now, was informed of the 13th Amendment, which is an amendment that was meant for all slaves to be freed, and no one will ever know how Mary, her family, and everyone else involved in slavery felt tonight, the day of April 8th, 1964. It is just 2 years now since they all were let go, but no one has given them respect as humans. Yet on April 9th, 1866, slavery was officially abolished. Therefore, every citizen is supposed to have the same rights in every state, territory, in the United States. To Mary, this was the biggest thing for her at the age of 21. Now having the rights to sit in the same bus as a white person or even go to the bathroom with them. Mary and her family were let go from her master after her 18th birthday and within her adult life. Her and her best friend William have experienced many dirty looks and awful comments towards them. But as long as they're free, she's fine with it. Not completely, but enough to live. After being let go, her and William decided to start a new life together. And it just stayed just them two every time. James asked, "Who's William?" And Mary said,
"Boy, if you don't shush and let me go on with my story."
So she kept talking about the day when she was honestly scared and wanted protection because she came home to William bleeding on the steps on a hot summer day in July because he was beaten by white folks and cops. Because he looked like he was breaking into their own house. She prayed to God that night to have protection given to her and William. And funny thing is that a week later on July 9th, 1868, the 14th Amendment was made to give every race protection under the law. Mary was thinking God was seeing her problems and giving them answers so she would be amazed when the 14th Amendment came just in time. Because lately she's been seeing the KKK come out and around their neighborhood a lot. Mary is too scared to open the door at times and always had been scared since the time she was 15 and lived under the master roof, which is crazily, the master's brother was part of the KKK. So she would take a beating when she wouldn't show her face around the farm to help out. She was afraid of the KKK man named John. Besides that point, right when William and Mary became the right age to vote in February 3rd, 1870, the 15th Amendment was made that any race can have the right to vote and be denied and can't be denied this at all. After living the life with her best friend William, her life came crumbling down.
William, help, he's dying. Someone please help.
And no one helped Mary with William because they know the KKK was involved. 1877, she lost her best friend right in front of her while she was hanging up their wet laundry. Then that same very year, the KKK undermined the act. And because of it, it failed to secure the civil rights of African Americans.